North Korean statement, which is quite different from the U.S. statement issued today, on whether or not that even brings us back to where the six-party talks stalled in October 2008. It does not specifically state plutonium, which is the problem with the actual nuclear weapons they have today.
And in fact, Ambassador Gregg, as we understand it, the North Korean statement did mention uranium. It didn't mention plutonium. What's the significance of that?
Well, that's very significant because the nuclear weapons they have produced have been produced through plutonium, not uranium. And so it's clear from what Ambassador Davies has said that our goal is to get at denuclearization of North Korea. But these steps are in the right direction. And I would suggest to Balbina and others who are so deeply skeptical that we stop looking backward to where we have been, but let's look forward to where we can go. And what has been agreed to in Beijing sets a very clear path toward preliminary steps that can lay the basis for significant negotiations on denuclearization in the future. But that's going to take time. It isn't going to happen immediately because there are decades of mistrust between our two countries that we have to overcome.